Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Hello, everybody. Glad to have you with us. Yes, Psychic Love Doctor Show, Thursday edition. And we are very happy to be here with you. Yep, I've got my intuitive co-host, Jimbo, with me. And we are all ready. I was busy getting the cards all heated up, ready for y'all. And we are really looking forward to spending the next hour with you. So just so we are all on the same page, I am using an ordinary deck of playing cards. So please understand, this is not tarot, not oracle, and not any other system. Although there are playing card systems out there, this is not the same method. We'll go that way. It's not the same method. I've never been able to find this method written in any book or on any website ever. And when my grandmother told me, she was the only living expert of the method. With her passing, I believe that made it me. So I just wanted to let you all know also that I will be using a full 24 card layout for each of your calls. And I've noticed online, on TikTok, other places, a lot of people will go with 1, 2, 3, sometimes even 5 cards. I prefer the whole 24 card layout. My preference. It's what I use with my clients. But the thing is to remember, we have more time when I've booked a session with somebody. And that way I can keep laying them down. And we begin to see a thread of clarity that develops in the cards. So with that said, I'm going to now turn you over to Mr. Wonderful himself, Jimbo.
Welcome, everybody. I want to remind you this show is for informational and educational purposes only. Also want to remind you, if you're international out there, let us know and we shall give you live international shout-outs as you show up. And right now we have Rachel on the other side of the world in Australia.
Yes.
And she's the only one here so far, but there shall be others and we shall.
Welcome them all.
Yeah, we will. And we'll try to work them in. You don't have to be here at the beginning to get your shout-out. Get your shout-out anytime you show up. But if we're not familiar, you got to remind us sometimes. Rachel, she doesn't have to remind us. All right, 515-602-9676 is the number to call in to get your reading. When you call in, you'll hear a message saying that you can listen to the show while you wait. It's a true statement, although sneezy. When you are waiting, you'll hear the show or you'll hear music if you call before the show starts. If you hear nothing, that's a problem. Hang up, call again. So silence is not good when you're on hold here. Virgil is here, and I doubt that he's from Afghanistan unless he's spiritually from
Afghanistan. He's on some kind of
unless he's joined the Taliban,
or he might be on some kind of medical training mission.
Come, Mr. Taliban. I don't know that I would want to go on a medical training mission there when it's totally run by the Taliban.
Well, are they running the entire country?
Pretty much. They've taken power. They said they pretty much have taken power back.
Huh.
Just recently.
Well, maybe people in Manchester, England, maybe they like to go to Afghanistan on holiday.
Yeah, I've seen some of the pictures. It looks very beautiful. You know, I might as well, and take a side trip to hell while you're there since it's right down the street. All right. Anyway, international shout out to Virgil. Welcome. the number, we went over the number, Facebookers. We'll try to service you when we can. No promises.
Okay. When you're done, I have a soapbox moment.
Close to being done.
Okay.
Why don't you just wait till I'm done? Then you don't need to interrupt at all.
All right.
Got it? Got it? Okay. It's okay. Sarai. Senior Winston. Okay. Like I said, Facebookers, we know the international folks can't call in, so we'll try to get to you. We can't promise you times. There's no way to get you in a hold system. They don't have a queue here for Facebook Messenger, but we'll make it clear if we can turn to you. We'll make it loud and clear that we would want you to audio video messenger Deborah Lee, but you just got to hold tight. Either way, no matter what, when you hear the sound, that means your reading is over. Please don't look at it as a 2-minute, it's not Final Jeopardy or anything. You get another shot here, you get your couple questions right up front before she does any cards, and then let's just go on. Okay, so, but that reading's concluded, but I'm going to give you a single card from the exact same personal prophecy intuitive reading deck, except it's a deck online, and it's a single card.
It's actually an app.
Yeah, I
developed an app with one of my, I have a son who runs 2-3 different web design businesses more out west. Anyway, he had one of his workers, one of his employees, put together this app for me, which is basically adapted from a random program. But then my question is anything really random? So anyway, the problem with it right now is it's available on my website, psychiclovedoctor.com. It was on Google Play, and it involved both iPhone and Androids,
yeah.
Correct? And then the iPhones did an operating system update. And it caused my app not to work for iPhones. But those of you, in case you would like to ever use it, it is free. It's on my website. As I just said, you can't get it in the Google Play Store right now, but you can bookmark it, put it on your phone, and you can use it whenever you want.
Notebook, desktop, laptop, whatever.
All right.
Yep. It's a web page.
Continue now.
That's all you got to have is a web page.
Yeah.
So you don't need any fancy schmancy Google Play Store.
And the thing works. My son, the one running all these web design businesses, when he was testing it, he called me and he says, Mom, he said, I can't put this damn thing down. He said, it's fascinating and it's accurate. I said, well, what can I say?
All right.
Okay.
My part is finished.
Yours is what?
That was the wrap.
That was it.
That was it. Talking about the old single card reading thing. It's open floor for you.
Well, those of you that are international probably aren't worried about that big boy there in the Atlantic, referring to Lee. Yes, Hurricane Lee, who is predicted to achieve Category 5 by tomorrow.
That's because the water is so warm.
Yeah, and the thing is, this is our time. I don't remember a time ever in all the years that we've been out here on the coast that we have ever seen a hurricane, come roaring in where we live. But every first part of September through the month of September, and I guess hurricane season goes on till November.
Yeah, it starts June 1st.
But
it goes to the end of November or something. But yeah, our big window is September, but obviously a week before, a week after, it's September-ish, mainly September, but those things vary. Probably with climate change, temperatures warming up, our window's probably going to start expanding.
Yeah. Well, they've been doing a bunch of those, what they call the spaghetti trials, I guess it is, where you see all those lines coming, they've used their computers.
It's the different models.
Yeah, that's it. But they call them spaghetti models. That's right.
But it's different models. There's different countries and different agencies and National Weather
but
Service,
kind of,
European
But they're
weather
kind
service.
Of showing now is that he is going to take a nice turn, and he's going to go straight up north to Boston, Maine.
I don't think it's even going to make landfall.
Boy, that would be nice.
There's a lot of high pressure right now that's going to start moving out to push it away.
Well, anyway,
right now, over us, right
I just
now.
Want to let y'all know, I have not looked at the cards on this. Some topics I hesitate because I don't want to know. All right. Normally I do. I do like to know. So it'll be as it gets closer, then I'm going to worry more than my hesitation to know. So anyway. Also, I hope all of you caught Britney Spears and Cabo. This was such big news that the bigger news services even picked it up, like People Magazine, Page Six, others picked it up. Somebody there in the Mexican bar where she was videotaped her, and she's out there and she's doing her dancing, and she's got a very low-cut red dress on. That girl is a good-looking girl, great body and all, and it's a little short skirt. And all of a sudden, oopsie, one of the sleeves fell down, and she just continued on with her dance. And I said to Jim, I worry for her that she's going to find herself under lock and key again. And he said, she's probably too old for that now. You know, she keeps losing people, though. She lost her two kids. They don't want anything to do with her. Her ex-husband, well, he was kind of a joke anyway. But anyway, he rarely pays any attention to her unless it's time for him to collect his child support. Her parents, I mean, she's going to run out of support from her own people. But
well, there'll be plenty.
I was surprised, though, when they showed her with her one side boob out. I thought she had bigger ones than that. Jim said, well, they make bras, I guess, for the Wonder Bra.
Hers are pretty neat. She's had surgery, you can tell. If you saw some of her very, very early days in music, she wasn't a big girl in the boob area, but that changed all of a sudden. But bam.
Virgil says if he named a hurricane, it would be Britney, and I'm sure they've used those names.
Well, they
names.
Use all those freaking names. Yeah.
I have had two hurricanes in the past. One was Debbie and one was Deborah, and they both fizzled out.
The nasty ones, they retire the names.
Yeah.
You can look
really?
On the National Hurricane, NHC, website, and then like, you look at the list of the retired. Those are the ones that cause this horrible devastation. They retire those names.
I thought they were going to go with Storm A and...
That's when they run out. That's when
I
when
see.
They, when that happened, right. Was it last year, the year before? They went out, and they were getting into alphabets.
Yeah, that's true.
You go all the way from A to Z, damn. It's busy now. It doesn't mean none of them, 90% of them didn't make any landfall.
Yeah.
You know, 90%, but still 10% of that
so
many.
So
a lot of people are unhappy. Yes, it is.
All right,
Deb. Also, real quick.
Yeah, what you got?
For those in our country, it is National Beer Lover Day.
Oh, yeah.
For those of us that love beer, this is our official day in this country. International Beer Day was a little over a month ago, so... That's cool. You gotta love it.
Jim is saving his.
We're having a little relative. We're having for a family friend relative a birthday celebration belated Sunday. And he said he's already has beer, so I will wait.
And he always brings the more exotic.
Well, yeah. I mean,
to me,
it's not crap beer.
Beer is beer. I'm kind of like a beer slut. You got beer, I'll drink it. I don't like those darkies, though.
I mean, it's you got to like them. Yeah,
no.
They're totally different. They're stouts.
No.
Mm-mm. Well, not all dark ones are stouts. I mean, there's ambers. And there's
well, what are the Guinness
black,
ones? What
black
are those?
Lagers, black, that's stout.
Oh, it is?
Mm-hmm. It's, nothing wrong with stouts. Stouts are good.
No, Boilermaker can be fun. You ever had any of those?
I've never had a Boilermaker, but I know how it goes because I've had an Irish car bomb.
Which is?
That is some, I believe it is Guinness. And then they drop in the Jameson, I think, in there. It's you got to drink it fast and it starts getting foamy, but it tastes like chocolate. So good, the combination.
That sounds like something I could do.
Oh, it tastes like chocolate.
How about like an Alabama Slamma?
Those are good.
Yeah?
Yep.
Isn't it that you hit the table and
no.
It starts to fizz out?
Alabama Slamma, that's just what they call them.
Oh, I thought that's what I was given. Okay.
Well, I mean, maybe it is. Maybe I didn't have
maybe
them in that style, and maybe I went to some crappy place or
yeah,
something.
And then you have to, like, take it down fast.
It might be. That would make sense why they call it a Slammer.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right. I think we should commence.
Beer is a beautiful thing. It is. It is indeed.
Gee, we're down to three people. And one of them is me.
I know not. All right. First area code is 203. That is in the state of Connecticut. 203, welcome to the show.
Hello there.
Hey, guys. Hi, it's Michelle.
Well, hello, Michelle. How are you?
I'm good. I'm getting over my cold still. 3 weeks of this.
Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah, summer cold can linger and linger.
Oh,
and
I would
linger.
Be going insane.
That's what that bad thing about the summer ones. For whatever reason, they can linger.
They say, though, that you drink red wine early on, the resveratrol in the wine will cut that virus.
Red, red wine. Go back to the 80s, baby. 80s.
It's just what I need.
Master is the best medicine.
That actually might... My New Year's resolution is always to drink more because I rarely drink anymore, but it's always to drink more.
It's nice to make a resolution that's easy to follow, though, really. Make one, you know. My New Year's resolution typically that I've had, so I don't make anymore, was never no more resolutions, and I've never had a problem. Yep, that was many years ago. I said no more resolutions. I made one and never make resolutions again, and I've been good now. All right.
So, Michelle, what's on your mind? My dear.
Okay, so just as a recap, I'm no longer at my job. They gave me an ultimatum to either move out to California or that would be the end. And I said, I'm not going to move out to California. And that was just their strong arm ploy, you know, but because I was, you know, working in this one group. I didn't want to work for that guy anymore. And then that guy made it impossible for me to work in the group that did want me. So I'm just so curious. My question is really going to be about are they going to be able to deliver what they need to do without me?
Good question.
That's a good question.
Also, are they giving you severance?
No, just 2 weeks.
Oh. Well, but you don't have to go to work?
Right, yeah.
What about any vacation you had built up?
No, I don't think
they don't do it that way?
No, because they give you unlimited PTO, which means that...
What?
Yeah.
Unlimited PTO?
Yeah.
Wow. Holy crap. That damn. That's all I can say is damn.
Yeah,
that's a lot, isn't it?
Yeah, that's vacation. And PTO is paid time off. And that's not just vacation. That's also like sickness and excused absences, right?
So,
Well, they give you a certain number of days for sickness. I think it's like 7 maybe total. I forget.
Yeah, so they've Nazi the PTO. Well, they haven't Nazi. They've tweaked the normal PTO thing. But that's not bad. Limited though, for you know, that's not bad.
Generous company for sure.
That part is good. I mean, if nothing else, yes, I see that. That can make a lot of people happy.
Yeah.
And happiness is a problem. You know, some places, it's a competitive market out there, so a lot of people are leaving jobs, going to other places that because everybody seems to be a little desperate.
Yeah.
So everybody's throwing some extra incentives out there, so it's a big war to get employees. What do you got, Deb?
Well,
okay.
It might bruise your ego a little bit there, Michelle. But
okay. I'm just curious.
They are taking in additional help. You know, when they get there, they're going to have like a pool of people that they can either, you know, keep, promote, demote as they wish. But there is somebody there. I believe that they're going to be able to, yeah. So,
right.
This goes to show, none of us are, what do we call it, irreplaceable?
Oh, yeah. You know what? Unless you, like, started the company and it's small.
Yeah.
If that company was there before you got there, they're probably going to be there after you leave. You know, maybe you were an asset, but they'll figure out a way to get their shit together without you, even though they may suffer, right?
I was just curious, you know, because they're
the people,
so badly managed.
Well,
you know,
I
believe that.
The people that you worked with are going to feel that your absence a lot. It's the upper management. It's going to be like, well, whatever.
They're probably too disconnected they're probably too disconnected from reality and the workers themselves to get the vibe, which is why they're to be managed properly. They got to have a good relationship with the folks that work for you. You don't have to go out and drink together, but you got to be able to talk and find out what's going on here. What would you change? What is wrong? What can management do better for you?
These people are disconnected.
What can management do to make your job easier and better and more efficient? They got to be that kind of communication. Otherwise, they're disconnected and they'll never get it.
In the cards that come through is kind of like dummies. You know, they're not like you would expect, or you wouldn't have those internal problems as much as it is. Right.
Yeah, because my colleagues were great, you know. And you're right. My colleagues, you know, there are very many of them that I'll miss. You know, I liked them, but the management was horrendous.
Your cards show that you're going to be moving into a far better environment for yourself.
Well, and that's a good thing.
And I think through that, you're going to meet yourself a really nice man.
Oh, is it a mighty good man?
A mighty good
man. What a man. All right, we'll finish it. The salt and pepper, right? Wasn't that salt and pepper? What a mighty good man. I don't know. Catherine is like, she would get it. She's not here tonight.
No, probably that making.
Somebody just said hello, Catherine. Hey, Catherine. What a man. What a mighty good man. Was that salt and pepper? And then that will go on. Anyway. And first of all, I got Kirsty in the UK. Where's Melanie? Melanie, I believe. I don't know. Melanie, tell us where the hell you're from.
I love her last name. Melanie McGonagall. It has a ring to it. She could be a singer or something, you know?
Yeah.
And now
star quality.
Melanie McGonagall. Yay.
All right. Now we shall do the single card reading. Let us see what it shall bring.
Yeah, okay.
A young, medium-complected man, this is a jack of clubs, who appears to have an industrious nature and sharp eye where goals are concerned, figures strongly in this matter that we just talked about. He, however, is not particularly interested in the dilemma at hand and would prefer to be left out of it. Bear this in mind as you make decisions regarding your immediate future. Now, Deb, this card is your card. Interpret this for her reading, or maybe part of her reading that she didn't even ask about. Because you saw things.
I feel this is somebody that's going to interview her and see what a diamond she is.
Okay.
And not give a care about what happened.
Well, Melanie, UK, international shout out to Melanie in the UK. I know Kirsty, we got her in the UK. All right.
I had an interview today by a guy.
Yeah. And?
Yeah. Well, we're going to have another interview on the phone before bringing me in. But it was kind of funny because he... You know, I said, well, you know, there were many jobs. And I said, well, why aren't you considering me for the manager's job? And he said, well, I don't see, like, where you've had, like, direct reports. I said, well, I've led people before technically, but you're right. I haven't done performance reviews, and frankly, I don't know if I want to do that, but I just also don't want to be subordinate to someone with less experience than me. And then all of a sudden he starts reciting his resume.
Really?
With
him?
Well, I guess he's the ultimate manager, but,
oh,
you know,
okay.
I mean, this was, so he said, you know, he'll think about it, he'll bring somebody else. And I said, well, it's not like I'm trying to change your mind. It's just, you see what I'm saying? It's just I want to be in a position of authority to be able to lead technically properly.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So, well, it could very likely be him. Anyway, he is, what I perceive here is, and this is, I'm sure to come true, so this is a meeting they're going to have. And this is why I'm thinking maybe he's the one. Because he's going to have a little conference with some other guy, and he's going to say, hey, I really want her, as in for the job. Okay? That's what I'm seeing. He's going to be very enthused about you. So I see good things here. You're going to land on your feet. And in
like
time, yeah, you're going to look back and say, wow, look at how far I've come. You know, and you'll be so glad that that company gave you the ultimatum that they did.
Everybody who climbs a big mountain always at some point takes time to stop and look back and reflect on the journey, do they not? How metaphorical.
You know, it's sort of like when you're dating somebody who's, you're not sure if they love you or not. And it's like, I just want to know the truth. Just give me the truth, you know? And finally, I got the truth out of that company. They don't value me. And it's like, well, fine. That's all I ever wanted to know, you know? But to keep lying to me is gaslighting me. It's rough.
There was no integrity there.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. All right, Deb.
All right.
I think we must move on. Thank you so much for holding and being patient and being the first caller. We appreciate
all
that.
Right.
We shall be here Friday, of course, because that's Rebel Card Friday.
Oh, yeah.
Rebel Card. You know, because we got to gotta do some Rebels. All right.
Bye.
All right. Bye-bye
Thank
for
you,
now. Hon. What did they used to say? What was the little, what was the, all these freaking LOLs and what do they call these little things that people do nowadays?
No,
but they all came
those
from,
little,
that all came from, people think that, well, that's from texting. It's like, no, that came from the chat rooms back in the internet, the AOL. Remember they did a TTFN. You know what that was? Ta-ta for now.
No.
They had all these different crazy-ass ones. Yep. What was the one about laughing out loud, laughing and rolling on the floor madly out loud, LF? They had all that crap.
R-O-L.
Whatever it was, that all came from the AOL days.
But what was so funny is back when this just was getting started, Jim would show me, you'd take me to the
different
chat.
You have told these people this a lot now.
Huh?
Remember, be careful.
What?
Be careful, you have told these people a lot.
Oh.
You got to finish it off now.
There's new people here.
Yeah, you got to finish it off. Remember, you come across as one of those old dudes that says, did I ever tell you about? And then the kids go, yeah, you did, Grandpa,
but
like 1,500 times.
He typed something in, and all of the people in that chat room went, LOL. And he got mad. I said, what does it mean? He said, loser online. And then he started saying, you sons of bitches, and you were telling them all off, and remember? Somebody summoned a guy.
Oh, but the very early days, there was no guy. And they're talking super early days. There was no guy.
Loser online.
The guys didn't come. You could do anything you wanted in those things for the longest time.
Yeah.
The guides thing, that developed after they got a lot of complaints. But at first, it was anything goes.
Oh, I worked for AOL, not simply as the entity psychic love doctor. I worked in their international rooms, message boards, chats, that kind of thing.
But were you trafficking dildos or something? I mean, what were you doing? I don't know.
I was hired to...
chat with Brits?
That kind of thing, but also to put them in their place.
Put them in their place?
If they were using bad language.
Oh, you were a guide?
Uh-huh.
So you had powers to punt?
I did.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's kind of what they did at first. Remember, they would just kick you out. Then they had this TOS, Terms of Service Violation, and they put this big thing up, blah, 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 and they'd kick you. Then there was like different, started turning almost like Facebook. Facebook did invent this shit. Facebook copied AOL. All this different banning for certain amounts of time. AOL did that crap. Steve Case did that shit long ago. I don't even know where freaking Zuckerberg and all these guys. These guys are probably, I don't know if they were born yet.
No.
They might not have been born then in the early 90s. And if they were born, they were looking at their pee-pee trying to figure out what it was for. They were so little.
Funny you would mention that, because Virgil, I'm wondering, what about aren't there supposedly three legs? And what did he do with the third leg?
Both the bionic man and the bionic woman, both legs were bionic.
Yeah, but what about the man's third leg?
Well, see, we don't know where that angle he went with it.
Did he ever have a woman sleep over? Because I never watched the show.
He had a little romantic things. It was, yeah, it was not about that.
Maybe he had a retractable dildo, you know, that she had a little button and could push it.
They,
and it would retract.
Deb, he had two legs, one arm, and the eye. That was it. There was nothing else bionic on him. That was it. They specifically made that very clear. I think the first thing was a movie, that a two-hour movie that was the opening. Remember, they sometimes would do that with a series, start out with a movie?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, and on that wonderful, terrible note, not terrible, but let's go to, we're going up to New York.
New York City.
Yeah, 917, welcome to the show.
Hi,
welcome.
Hi, thanks so much for taking my call.
Of course. And,
of course.
And you are?
I'm Daniela.
Daniela.
Gosh, what a beautiful name. Yeah,
thank
beautiful.
You. Named
you've
after
us.
My dad.
You've called us before, haven't you?
No, this is my first time.
But you know what?
You know,
well, that area code has about 4 trillion people in it, so I guess I just assume. I should not assume that area code. Well, welcome. Welcome, Dan. Have you ever listened to us before? Is this the first time for everything?
I've listened, but I've never called in.
So you know the big, you know the basics. So you get the gist of it, how it works. That's cool. Well, welcome.
Yeah.
We're glad that you got up. Hi, we're glad that you got up the courage, or maybe you just didn't have a reason to call in as much as you want.
Yes.
I do. I'm calling to see if there's anything coming in for work, because I too was recently part of a reorg, and I'm in the throes of a job. Hunt, job search.
Oh, you're looking.
Yeah,
you're
interviewing.
Okay. Oh boy, people that call in about this, I don't know what's the story, but it seems to really be a challenge. We have one lady that's been on so many interviews, she could probably write a book about it, and still, you know, isn't getting any nibbles.
Life is, if we could all figure out life, we'd all be gazillionaires. We'd have no problems if life was so easy to figure out, you know. The therapists, psychologists would be all out of business if life was so great we didn't ever have any problems. But it's
well,
not.
It's true.
And it seems like
it's an employer's market.
Yes.
It's kind of, it's weird. It's weird. It's a weird market because everywhere you go, and it depends on the jobs too, but the jobs that don't have a high skill or academic background requirement, those jobs are hurting for people.
Yes.
Professional jobs, depends on the field. Depends on the field.
A lot of people retired.
Yeah.
And I think that would create growth, but.
We've had a ton of people at where I work retire or just go chase some bigger money and stuff. So, we got a big turnover. We've had some big turnover at work. I won't get into it too much because, I just can't do that. But go ahead.
Tell me, are you hoping to stay in the area or are you flexible?
Yeah.
You want to stay. You know, your heart's just saying that if you broadened your search somewhat, you would have better luck. Better luck because you are in a fierce competition with all kinds of others in that particular, locale, we'll say, your locale. Mm-hmm. But if you were willing to broaden out a little bit, you would definitely find more opportunity. Now, are you planning to at least move from where you're living?
No.
Well, might be something to think about in the future. Everybody should always have a contingency plan because I'm seeing here something written that looks like it's a invitation to move. Okay, so just something to think about.
That's always, absolutely,
mm-hmm.
always something to think about.
Yeah.
All right. Real quick here.
Mm-hmm.
As I do this. This is interesting now, Deb. This might tie in. Now, when I do these single card readings, these are her cards, basically, so she can jump right in, and she will, and she must. Nine of Hearts, Deb.
Okay.
Intuitively speaking, wishes are but dreams with wings attached. So dream your most precious dreams where this matter is concerned. You're about to really take flight with this one. Do remember, however, that not every wish which comes true brings us exactly what we wished for.
Yeah.
Because we always say, be careful what you wish. We don't need the rest of that. You got that.
All right. Well, here's
the Nine of Hearts. You don't need to read it.
Yeah, here's the thing. I feel that what is ultimately on its way to you, Daniela, is that you are going to swerve a little bit in terms of the work you do towards something. And I don't mean like completely abandoning the field, that field you're in, but it's like taking a little bit of a corner, turning a corner into an area that's really going to set your hair on fire, that you would love. And you know, certain industries are more than willing to take people that have, say, talent or intelligence or, you know, experience isn't always the key. Sometimes it's what they can bring.
It's what they can bring, and they can prove that they can take on a project and learn and adapt to it and maybe bring a fresh set of eyes into something that, you know, if you keep taking the same people out of company, looking at the same thing and the same thing, sometimes you got to bring somebody that has never even seen this one thing before.
Yeah.
And they come in and they go, oh, well, here's what I do. And everybody's like, damn, I wish I had thought of that. That's cool. I never thought of that. Because they were so involved, they couldn't think outside the box.
And that's what I'm getting here.
Yeah, it's hard to think outside the box sometimes.
I feel that you're going to be offered a position that really is something you've wanted and thought about, but maybe never thought it would actually happen. But that's why that Nine of Hearts card is really speaking to you. You know, that wishes are but dreams with wings attached. So, I'm gonna go long here to the first of the year because we're already in September. I really think the new year holds a new job for you, if not sooner. Okay, so you are gonna be a paradigm shift wherever, you end up because of what the cards are indicating. Is that you are venturing into a new area for you that you're just going to love. Just going to love. So there you have it. And you need to keep calling us. So the more readings you get, the more clarity comes
absolutely.
Through.
And for a fact, we'll be on tomorrow. Friday is like a 99.9% show. It's Rebel Card Friday. And you probably know that if you are a frequent listener. So you can join us if you want. It's up to you. We have people that call us every single show.
And there's nothing wrong
with that.
And I also teach this because I think it's far more productive for an individual to read their own cards and be able to navigate their own lives without a third party like me. And it ruffles the feathers of a lot of other practitioners who want to insist that this is a gift. And I insist it's a skill.
Or even if you don't want, you can take it to a certain level. Some people like to get a basic understanding. And then when they get a reading and they see the layout, it means a lot more to them when they have the interaction with you. They don't all have to get to that master level, right? They can take a 1-2 level.
Yeah, they don't have to.
It's up to them. You don't have to, some courses, you got to take a course and you think, I have to take this all the way to the
becomes really overwhelming.
I got to be a master or I can't even. No, you don't have to do that. You can take it for a few if you want, just to get a basic understanding and love it. Just that way when you get readings from Deb or something like that, you'd be like, yeah, I get it. You can get it more.
Yeah. He's speaking truth.
I am speaking truth because that's where I was. I'll never be a master. That's okay. You cannot be a master of everything. And there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that.
Jim, I think you just don't want them all to know you.
I was never a master, though.
You used to give booty call readings.
Well, that has nothing to do with that. It has nothing to do with that.
With this method, he certainly did.
With this method, I shall come.
It was like 2 o'clock.
Bada-bing, bada-bing, bada-bing.
It was like 2 o'clock in the morning on V-Zones.
Oh, don't even talk about that. That's not real.
It was real.
V-Zone isn't real.
The people behind the...
I never met
what do you call them? Avatars.
I never met anybody from V-Zones.
Oh.
Yeah, well, it's a different ballgame. But
okay.
Not V-Zones. Anyway.
Well, take care, hon. Something real good is coming for you.
It is indeed. Yeah. Indeed it is. We're jumping now to our next person. There we go, 520.
Oh, my God. Wow.
Hello.
She is alive.
I love it. You guys are so missed. I know you have lives. I know you're humans and you have lives. But I tell you, we go through withdrawals, all of us that call in.
Yeah, well.
Well, thank you for saying that. And yes. I actually had an injury? Back injury?
You had a medical condition. That's weird. We don't know what it was. Some kind of weird medical condition, probably from.
Where I was getting shooting pains in my left rib.
She was doing some stuff she shouldn't have been doing. And, of course, when you start getting those weird symptoms, some say it's this, but some say, oh, you might be about ready to die. So 911.
Sure. And then you go read up on it and they say, well, you need to make sure it's not a heart attack.
Right, heart attack, or there's some kind of word, aorta pulsating thing.
Oh, no. Oh, wow.
Aortic, yeah.
Yeah, so she's aortic. I say aortic because that's aortic is yeah. Of the aorta, yes.
You're so cute. Yeah. Well, Lisa, tell us, are you up, down, or sideways?
Yeah. Well, you know, I went for a bicycle ride today. I'm coming back from a doctor's appointment, and I went for a bicycle ride today, and he was walking toward me, and there's earbuds in his head, his ears, when he walks, and I didn't realize he was there until it was almost, we were up. He wasn't going to say anything, I guess, and I met him, and then he tipped his hat, you know, in a big flamboyant way. I use that word.
He just tipped it?
Like, how do you tip a hat, like that?
He didn't take it off his head, he just tipped it down?
You know, like the old Three Musketeers and how they would take their hats off with a lot of flourish.
Doesn't it mean like good morning, ma'am?
Oh, no, he took the whole hat off and did the old, I think he did this, Deb.
He pantomimed it. And then he started making his fists together and then pantomiming, you know, riding a bike. And I said, whatever. Because I'm angry at him.
Is he a fucking mime? Is he a mime? Can't talk?
Yeah. So we passed each other, and he hasn't spoken to me since, I think it's since I last talked to you. To me, it's been a long time. I was in a lot of hurt. I was crying in the morning, and I would, and then yesterday I ran into him. Well, I hadn't really seen him. You know, I stayed out of the middle of the laundry room when he was there, and I just was leaving the house. I had made up my mind I was going to go listen to music and go to a community meeting. And so anyway, he got his car yesterday. He got his car. It was sitting in the driveway. And so, wait a minute, the day before. The day before
what
he got
it?
His car.
Okay,
and
what
so
is it?
So yesterday, exactly? It's just a new car. I don't know what cars. It's like a Toyota or something. Anyway, he
got a fucking Toyota that took forever, like it was some kind of Lamborghini.
Well, no, he made a lot of research on it. I took him to my auto place. You know, he read customer service or consumer report. He put a lot of research in it.
Anyway, whatever it is.
And then yesterday, he was gone from the morning, and he didn't come home till like 4 o'clock. And I thought, you know, screw this. I'm just going to go. And I was really sad because when we got into the car wreck, you know, I was taking him everywhere. And you know, here he went and got the car on his own because he told me I made other plans, he said. And then I hadn't talked to him since when I talked to you guys. And so then I was leaving the house, and I was all decked out like I usually am when I go dancing, and I had another pair of shoes that, you know, leopard skin shoes, and I simply wasn't going to say anything.
Wow.
I said, nice car.
I said, nice car
to you, to him. And then he said, yeah, it took me a long time to get it. And I just shrugged my shoulders and got into the car and left. And then, yeah, then I went to a place that I ran into some friends, mutual friends, and they were coming out of the singing place where people were singing. And they said, oh, there's a lot of people in there. And I said, oh, is he in there? I gave his name. And they said, no, because I said, was he there? And, oh, God, I shouldn't have done that because we're all mutual. We all know each other. I'm hoping that guy did not tell him I was looking for him. So then I went to a community meeting, and then I went more bar hopping and listening to music and having a great time, and I didn't come back till about 9-ish. And then, you know, I saw him today doing the hat, you know, tipping his hat to me. And so I don't know, Deb. I'm so upset with him in the way of I feel like I'm friends with the rattlesnake. You know, I don't know if we were to start talking again. I feel like he really, really hurt me. He really, really,
sure,
really
he did.
Hurt me.
That was in your cards. You know, remember with the last time we read your cards, I said, be prepared. You know.
Yeah, you did. You said for a heavy letdown.
If he is truly narcissistic, he could be out looking for a new supply because maybe you just got a little too sharp, a little too smart, you know, and he needs to see how good things were going when he was dazzling you.
He doesn't like conflict.
Mm-mm.
He doesn't like somebody changing the direction he wants to go. We've seen that. I'm not saying that this guy's got a freaking chainsaw, plastic wrapped around his apartment ready to chop you up or anything. But he doesn't like when the person he chooses, apparently, to have conflicts with his decisions.
Could you see him shopping around for a new chick?
Well, I said if, and it's a pretty big if.
First of all, if you're shopping around for a chick you never bang, well, that's probably pretty easy to pick one of them up, I'm thinking. Now, I can go find one of them anywhere I walk. I'm just saying. You guys aren't intimate.
You know,
the
planet seems to be crawling with chicks. I'm so sick of chicks. I really am. Not that I like women friends and all that, but I went out dancing last night. Singing and having a great time. And, man, the place is just crawling with all these women. And, and then all of a sudden we end up in clusters, and I don't want to be part of the cluster. I want to be by myself.
Oh,
I want to show myself. I'm there by myself. I'm available.
it is interesting because a lot of chicks don't want to be by themselves because they look vulnerable and slutty.
And easy.
Right?
But
easy, easy.
But
I don't care.
I'm cool with that.
I took a course.
I'm not judging you.
Irrational behavior. You should only hang out at this course. The instructor
said.
What year
was this course?
It was recent, but I can't remember if it was which university. If you go to Coursera.com.
Oh, that's a big name.
Oh, you can check
classes on TV
from
advertising.
Yale and Stanford.
Yeah. They advertise on TV.
You can even get a degree from them strictly online. But I took irrational behavior. Because I deal a lot with it in this job. And what it said is a single woman should this is going to create such a tizzy.
No, remember, remember, it's not your opinion.
That's right.
What they taught.
The teaching was.
Don't kill the messenger here.
Don't hang out with prettier women than you.
So don't kill the messenger.
Pick girlfriends who are uglier because you will stand out. Seriously.
It does make sense, though. Think about it.
I don't pay attention.
It does make sense. If you're actually really in that market.
I just go with the connection or whatever. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't.
And that's probably,
you know,
that's
it's
probably
fun. One woman was there at one of the clubs, and she was so drunk, and she was dancing. I really enjoyed. And somebody said, why don't you get up and dance? I said, because I have a fractured knee. I can't do that. But I was really, I'm all over the place. But there was some chick there who was really having a good time. I enjoyed watching her. And that would be me, but I don't drink. And she was drinking. She told one of the musicians, she said, I haven't been out a long time, and I'm having a great time.
God.
And I could relate to her. I could really relate. She was so much fun. And
wrong with that.
Was, yeah, no, God, no. No, no, no.
If
but,
you
yeah.
went out with, if, yes, hon, yes.
Wow, what is the show? Right. I mean, are we back on track or what?
Yeah. All right, the cards are about to go down, but it sounds like I don't have cards in front of me. Based on the last interaction you had, I can't imagine a time in the depths of cold hell that you're back on track after you just told me about your
last
interview.
Well, you know what? Tomorrow there's the coffee, the neighborhood coffee that we went to last week. And then the following day, things got kicked off to where we went to dinner. Or maybe it was that night we went to dinner and the big explosion happened. And the only reason I invited him at the last minute was because he was kissing my ass and he had told me he wanted – he had his own shit to do, and I assumed he had the weekend to himself, and I didn't invite him. I was wanting to go by myself, but then it turned out that, you know, he was there. He was doing everything. We had the tow truck for my truck and blah, 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 and I said, well, do you want to go? And we were short people, and he came, and then we ended up having this big
hello.
You know, now
he's
talking to me.
Yeah.
You got cut out. You had a big something and you got cut out, which is kind of funny.
Oh, he's not talking to me. So are we back? I mean, there's neighborhood coffee tomorrow.
Neighborhood coffee tomorrow.
He's probably going to go there and show his car off.
Well, of course.
And I bet, that dude told him I was looking for him. God, I hope gives him more feeling of power. I wasn't looking for him. I just...
If that happens, it was meant to go that way and find peace with it, okay?
It is what it is.
Yeah, I will. I have. It is what it is. You're right.
Once you say words out there, obviously they're not coming back. Just roll with it. Don't worry about it. It shit happens. They're only words that you said, right?
That's right. And you know, just let it go. Like, so what?
You just said, I'm going to
let
you
know.
So somebody.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
You
know, you're right. You're so right. Yeah, you're right.
You look kind of stupid.
You're thinking a little bit too hard into every single of every single fucking word.
When you're going through that, you're overthinking everything.
Going through what?
I know. You don't want to give an hour.
Or
no,
like,
think
like
you're missing.
Being dismissed this way, which is really cheap on his part. But I want you to get, here's the good news. That's the bad news.
Okay.
Is that, I think he is really trying to teach you a big, dirty lesson. Okay? It's kind of the equivalent of having a big, smelly diaper full of poo rubbed in your face. And that's what it's like he's doing.
That sounds like one of the worst things ever without actually harming somebody physically.
I know.
Close.
Well, this is really mean what he's doing.
I would never talk to somebody ever again that was doing that.
He should be a man. Stand up to and say, as a man, I really enjoyed being with you. We've had wonderful times. I really need some space now to go work, drive my car, get my head together.
You know what? He doesn't want to say that because that would put her down a path of never coming back again.
Damn, you were smart when you want to be.
Oh, I'm not smart. I'm a guy.
Here's
I'm a guy. He wants to, what was that song? What did that chick say? You keep me hanging on. He wants to keep her hanging on, right?
Is that Kim Wilde?
Well, she made the remake of it. It was an earlier song from the 60s.
And she's like, get out.
Whoa.
Get out of my life.
Yeah. But he wants to keep her hanging on.
Yeah.
He doesn't want to burn the bridge. But he wants her to kind of do something a little away from the bridge.
But
for a
while. Want you to know.
Which is it's a dick move.
He's coming up empty. He's maybe flirting out there with other women and nobody wants him. See, he forgets he's an old guy. All right. And he may be out there chasing the young stuff. But they don't want him. And you know what? He would hit a dry, empty desert if he tried to dabble in the gay world again. So I think it's karma. I really think what's happening is he's getting hit with a boom, a big bunch of karma. Yeah.
But it's not going to It's not going to do her any good, though, make her feel good.
You know what? He's
not going to make her feel good.
You know what he's saying here about you? What his thoughts are? You've been troublesome. You've been, see, in the beginning, I've always told you that I think he found you so charming because every little thing you wanted to discuss, and it was true. But now he's trying to write you off as having been too much trouble. This is a trouble card right here around where you guys live. So I say, tit for tat, honey, give him what he wants. He wants space. Boy, I'd give him the state of Texas.
Oh, no, I don't bother him. I don't call him. I don't do anything. I just go about my own business, and I avoid him. If he's there in the laundry, I don't go out there. And then I wait until I think the coast is clear. I was accidental running into him. So he is out there chasing tail then? Do you see him?
Not liberally. But, you know, you got this fancy, what is it, a Honda?
No, it's a Toyota.
Who knows what it is.
Well, she's called it a Toyota.
Well, if it
obviously it's not fancy enough for her to not recognize it.
Well, what if it's a real sporty Mitsubishi?
Well, no, but
those are sporty.
You know, it depends. Like she said, it depends. Where they live, also, some places cars are hard to get because of delivery. There's things going on in other countries. It's not always necessarily because it's a freaking Maserati or some shit like that, but I don't know. I'm not making fun of a guy getting a Toyota. There's nothing wrong. I've driven.
Is he chasing? He's chasing tail then?
Yes, he's chasing so much tail that he's gonna smell like a vagina pretty soon.
Stop it!
I don't have cards. I'm just throwing that out there.
Trust me, I'm going to beat him with a big wet noodle when this show is over.
Hey. I can't just sit here and do nothing during these conversations.
No, I don't think you should even trouble yourself with that.
She shouldn't care.
You should be manifesting that he's going to miss you big time and just be like, well, whatever you want to do, that's fine. Go do it. Let go. We've been talking about letting go the last few shows. Let go.
Oh, God, no, I'm on my own life. I do my own thing. I don't, you know, I'm not giving him, you know, when I see him, I'm my own person. I don't show him any signs of anything. I'm just saying, is he chasing tail?
I think he's trying to develop his own social life right now, but it's not going well. You know, he's mistreated you. He hurt you. And But the forces that be, the universe.
If somebody cares about somebody, they wouldn't
like that.
If somebody cares about somebody,
you know what? I need to recognize this because I mean, if the guy is chasing tail, for God's sake, why would I? I mean, what the hell?
Read up on narcissism. It'll tell you a lot about what's going on. Okay.
So he could treat her like shit as long as he's not chasing tail and she's cool with it. Is that what she just said to us right now?
When they first get
What the fuck is that?
Well, here's the thing.
You know, it's compounded. I mean, if he's doing this and this and this and chasing tail, I mean, it all adds up if you add to the shit brick house and you put that other shit brick on there and say, oh, by the way, he's also chasing tail. Wow, that really sums up the whole picture.
Lisa, he was love bombing you in the beginning. And that's what they do. I've had two or three of them do that to me. And then when they tire of you or they're not getting from you what they want, you know, the dazzling look in the eyes and all that, then they find a replacement. And they're mean. They get mean.
And that's what he's doing. He's looking for a replacement.
I don't think so much a total replacement, but I think he's high on himself right now, feeling very, very like into himself. And that flourish with the hat or whatever you call it, the tipping, that was really cheesy.
It was cheesy, and when it was done, it could be really kind of cool in the right circumstances. But at that moment, it was not.
No.
That was very bullshit to do that.
But boy, you keep going out, and I'll tell you, he is going to turn greener than the Hulk. Yeah, you know, the what do they call it? The green-eyed monster. Oh, yeah. See, you have to be available to him. And when you're not available and you're out looking around for a guy, and by the way, there is one coming for you. I've told you that one is, he's still
here.
You
know, I see them. I see these guys, and I'm not interested in them. I mean, I'm nice to everybody. I'm nice to everybody. I haven't clicked with anybody. I'm not sure that I would find a guy at a bar is what I guess what I'm also thinking.
Yeah.
You know, that I'm just out there entertaining. I'm just entertaining myself. But I'm not,
too many of them are married or taken, you know, and.
I was talking to a woman last night. And she's from Wyoming, and she was just there. She just moved there for 3 months, and she went to the dance floor, and she grabbed the guy, and she started dancing with him. And when I came to that place, when I came to the bar, he was standing outside, and I gave him a big old 1,000-watt smile, and he gave it to me in return, too. And I thought, oh, I bet he's on the prowl. And so I went in, and then she went up to him on the dance floor and started grabbed him and started dancing. Then she came back to me by herself. I said, oh, is that your husband? And she said, oh, no, we've been together 3 months. I just moved here 3 months. He's been here 3 months. And I didn't say, hey, heads up, lady. That guy's on the prowl. And all I said to her is, oh, you look good on the dance floor together. That's all I said. So these guys, you know, and someone else I was talking to yesterday said, you don't date the people nearby. And it's so true. I mean, I talked myself with this neighbor. This reason
you
that you're giving me is so, oh my God, I talked to myself.
I can see him doing this.
I can see him doing what you're saying. He's out there, he's kissing vagina left and right. How's the coffee going to go tomorrow? Is it going to go awful?
Nick, come on. What do you see?
No, I think it's going to be good.
You mean just cordial?
Yeah.
Just cordial? Hey, how are you? It's nice to meet you. I'm glad everything's okay.
Yeah, and maybe change the sitting configuration of however you guys, when you go to
the bar. Everybody stands around. We mill around. But Sunday, I plan on going to listen to music, and it's someone that he likes. Is he going to be there? I don't want to run into him.
Then don't.
But... well, do you see us running?
Run into him, say, hey, how you doing? And then walk away. I got over here. Cool, nice to see you. We'll talk later. Got to go over here with my folks. You have a good time.
I agree. Oh, I would want him to see
us.
Yeah, well, see, there's that school of thought, too.
Yeah.
Hey, how you doing? Yeah, hey, buddy, cool. I'd like to talk to you, but I got stuff going on. Take care, buddy. There might be some meatloaf over there. Go over there. I got stuff to do.
Be like you're from Australia and wear a very nice, somewhat sheer blouse with no bra on.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
An Australian,
I don't think she's going to do that.
Australian guy I was friends with for a long time online, he told me that it's no big deal over there, but over here it would be.
But she's not in Australia. She's going to wear a freaking seat belt with a bra on.
Not for him.
She's going to be like a piece of bacon.
I'm going to have to call you. I'll call you for a reading. I'm pulled over on a highway. I've got a lot of...
Hey,
yeah.
We got to go. We got to go, and we'll be on Friday. Lisa, we'll be on tomorrow. We got to go.
All right,
honey. Thank you.
We'll be on tomorrow. Thank you.
All
right, folks. We got to go.
Bye, honey.
All right. We extended the show a little bit to wrap it up. Sorry, folks, but Friday is a better day. We will extend the hell out of it.
Yes, we will.
I got to get up. I got to go to work. You know,
it's Saturday, too.
Yeah, right. The weekend's coming. Mm-hmm. Respect us. We're sorry. We did over 60 minutes. I extended it in a little bit, but we got to go.
Yes, we do.
Because, you know, that's what Jeff Goldblum said in Jurassic Park, right?
What did he say? You got to go.
When you got to go, you got to go, right?
God, I love him.
I don't love him.
Oh,
I
do.
That was a funny line.
See, personality is, to me, at least to me, is better than looks.
Well, he's not a Swamp Thing either.
No, he's not.
So, I mean, it helps that he's, you know.
Good looking.
Well, I mean, he's not a Swamp Thing. I can't say if a guy, one guy's good looking or another because I don't hunt me whistle. I'm not out there looking for skin fluids, so I can't make that. I can just say, okay, I can see how you guys might like this guy. You chicks like this guy because I see that he's not a Swamp Thing, but I can't say that, oh, my God, he's the most handsome man ever, because then I'd be like, then I must want to suck some thing.
That doesn't mean that.
It does mean that.
God.
Otherwise, how could I formulate an opinion on his sexuality unless I was into his sexuality? How could I do that?
You always said George Clooney's really handsome.
I said I could see how women would like him because he's got the chiseled stuff and stuff, but I'm not saying like, wow, I'm attracted to this guy.
No, you don't have to be attracted to think they're good looking, all right?
Good looking to me is just not a Swamp Thing. Good looking to you women are like, I want to have 15 of his kids to you women is what you think. I don't think that.
That could be nature. We don't, you know, remember, we're driven by nature too. You've got the, one of the baby batter, and we want the batter.
Yeah, and you're ready to make some pancakes. Yeah.
All right.
Let's do this, since it was a pretty funny night.
Oh,
Charlie's
playing this.
Good night, sweetheart. Good night.